What's good?
Welcome back to Co-Signed. If you're new here, I'm Mackenzie.
And I'm Sam. We're your hosts of this very real, raw, and hilarious podcast.
You're gonna love it.
So go ahead,
grab your snacks, your coffee, your wine,
whatever your vice is,
and let's get into it.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
If my mom asked me that, oh, I would die right there on the floor. All right, since March is Women's History Month, we had to devote one episode about women, women empowerment, female friendships, the importance of them, the importance of surrounding yourself with a solid group of women. So that's what this episode is about. Oh my god, I literally forgot to introduce her again.
Hey, Madison's back.
At this point, you're just like an extra, a co-host.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But, add me on.
Yeah.
Add me on.
And we're using the Anchor app to record with Madison since she lives out of state, just like we did when Sam was sick. So if you're looking to start a podcast or you have a podcast and you need some really great creation tools, Anchor has a lot of them built into their app. So definitely keep that in mind if you're in the market for a new hosting site or you want to start a podcast. But back to the episode, we're going to kick things off with a wonderful quote about female friendships and womanhood.
Yeah. So this lady said, "It's beautiful to know that no matter where I am in the world, there are these women that truly know me, love, and support me. It's a feeling of safety that I've never felt before, not even with my own family."
I love that. Which is true, because, I mean, you can be really close to your family, but...
Yeah.
You can still not feel completely comfortable sharing every aspect of certain things like you can with friends.
Especially the nasty details.
Yeah. There's something you could just talk to you and be like, "Girl, let me tell you." Or, "Girl, how was last night?
Let me know."
TMI. Literally croak. But I know Madison's, we're all very similar when it's comes to, like, I think back when I was middle school, high school, some college, it was, like, hard for me almost to really trust other females.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had more guy friends when I was younger.
Me too.
Same.
Like, I was definitely one of those girls who always had, I was always friends with more guys, and, like, I had girlfriends throughout school. It just always seemed easier with guys.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't feel, like, pressure. Or, like, it wasn't catty. Because, you know, sometimes in high school, it can just be like, meh. Like, you always seem to be, like, trying to upstage each other for
girls
some reason.
Aren't mean as shit in my
school. Trust me.
And, like, I'm still close to some of those guy friends now. And, like, I, like, genuinely enjoyed those friendships. But as I've gotten older, there is obviously a vast difference between being friends with men and being friends with women.
Yeah.
Like, for women sure. Give you something that, like, support that a man just can't, like, understand.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're built different.
Yeah.
I think you start to realize as you get older that, at least I did, that I needed support from other females. And I was trying to figure out, like, why, Mackenzie, why are you so scared to trust females?
Yeah.
Like, why are you so scared to, like, get close to other females? And partly because of friendships in the past that didn't work out in my favor.
Talked about in Toxic.
Yeah, we touched on in toxic friendships and relationships episode 2.
Yeah.
But I don't think any of my girl friendships or female friendships have ever worked out in my favor.
Yeah.
I don't even think I have. I think my problem is trusting too easily with females. Like, I'm an open book. I will tell you anything. And it's, like, my biggest downfall and my
asset.
The best thing. Yeah. Biggest asset. Like, I don't hide anything from anybody. But I could probably, like, wind it back a little bit, you know, with new relationships, friendships, anything, because I'm just out there. I'll tell you anything you want to know.
That's how I am, too.
Yeah.
So, but then it's, like, used against me later. Friendships really never have worked out in my favor, so. I don't know why. Maybe I'm, like, a terrible friend. I don't know, but.
Maybe we all are.
Right.
Maybe we're the problem. We're laughing through the pain.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I don't know. I just think they're, because my guy friends, like, I absolutely adore them so much. But there are just some things that guys just can't give you,
like,
advice about.
Right. Like, but you can't just be like, yeah, so-and-so, you have a liner.
Right.
Yeah, they're not going to be like, oh, yeah, my parents, hold on. Like, they're not going to, and if they are, like.
They might.
I guess it depends on the guy.
Right.
But I feel like, especially when, now that we've gotten older and, you know, you get into adulthood and you start to really go through shit.
Yeah.
And deep traumas or deep circumstances and heavy situations, that you just kind of need female friends. It's just a different type of friendship that. You just have, you need support of, like Sam said, there's just some things that guys don't understand. It's not like because they can't, they won't ever have to go through certain things.
Right.
Yeah.
And women can empathize with other women because we know what you're going through.
That's literally just like when we were going to lunch the other day and I told you, like, I literally just cried picking an outfit.
Yeah.
I know I'm about to start my period, and I'm so emotional. I hate everything in my closet.
But I told you, me and Sam were working one day, was about to start my period, and I went to Zaxby's and got a salad, and they left the bacon on my salad, and I asked for no bacon. I cried. I didn't want bacon. And now I have to pick the bacon off. Guys just won't understand that. Or like when you visualize an outfit, you're like, oh yeah, I'm going here, I'm gonna put this on, and then you literally look like a turnip when you put it on. It's just like it's just like you've become the Grinch. You're like, that's it, I'm not going. And but you cry because you're like, I just wanted this outfit to be like perfect, and it's not. And guys just will never understand that.
But you don't even understand, so how could
You're like, why am I getting so emotional? Because this shirt doesn't look right on me.
So this says, girls understand how the female brain works. So when we have thoughts or do things that may seem crazy, weird, or obscure to guys, other girls will be there to back you up, validate your reasoning, and tell you that you're not actually crazy for feeling the way you're feeling. In other words, girls will be there to accept you without judging you for your feelings.
Absolutely. So. That's true, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess it's just me speaking from personal experience, so you guys weigh in, but it's easy to say, oh, just make some girlfriends. When I say, like, make female friendships or work on female friendships, I don't mean, like, the frenemy type.
Right.
Friends, like, I've been there, done that, where you feel like you're just, like, constantly having to...
like, compete. Right.
Or you feel like it's just all, like, surface level friendship.
Yeah.
Done that. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt. But, like, I don't mean, like, frenemy type stuff. And... you kind of have to put yourself in situations and make sure that you are committing or, like, becoming friends with people who have your best intentions in mind.
Yeah.
Because it's easy. I mean, just like relationships have red flags.
Friendships do, too.
Friendships, and that can be, like, any type. Men to female, you know, male to female, whatever. But that can be any type where friendships have red flags. And I think it's just important to surround yourself with women who... aren't judgmental, they aren't territorial, they're not dramatic or shallow, but they also, like, I think that's one reason why you and I get along so well, because, like, I kind of feel like I gravitate to people who have strong opinions and strong values, and they're accepting because I feel like I'm that way.
Yeah.
Because I don't want someone, if I'm coming to you and telling you about a situation, I don't want you just to tell me what I want to hear. Like, if I'm wrong, I want you to be able to hold me accountable.
Yeah.
And tell you, like, I think you're over-exaggerating. Or I think it's a little dramatic. Or I think you could have said this. Or whatever the situation is. Right. You don't want people, like, I've been in friendships before where you almost, and I've felt this way before, like, well, if I tell her the truth, she's just going to get pissed off.
Right.
Yeah.
So do I tell her the truth and just cause an argument? Or do I just tell her, like, kind of just, like, brush it off and be like, yeah, you know, whatever.
You're being crazy.
Right. Not like, hey, I think that's, you're overreacting a little bit. Like, let's look at it objectively. No.
Right. See, I don't need friends like that because I have you, so. You know, most of my friends that I've, not most of them, some of them that I even still have now, they're like, you know, as much as they're just trying to support me and go with what I'm telling them, it's like, okay, well, you're not helping me solve anything. You're not giving me any ideas.
Right.
At all. You're not helping me at all. You're just agreeing with what I'm saying to you. You are not bringing me any solutions.
Right. I think that's like the thing that we said a few episodes ago where it's like, okay, do you want comfort or do you want solutions?
Right.
Because I need to know how I'm going to be able to service you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we can sit here and just vent all day long and not have to like, we can just scream at the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And drink wine or whatever.
Oh, he's an asshole. He's so mean to me. And then you're like, yeah, he's such an asshole. He's so mean to me. Like, I don't need that. I don't need that.
I already know that.
Even though sometimes you might just need to hear it one good time and then I'll leave it alone.
Right. Yeah. Just once though. Don't keep telling me.
Let's say you are seeing someone and you're talking about it to them. And, you know, it's hard, like, the same way with family. Even, like, let's say you're in a relationship and you're venting about a situation. Your friends, like, you have to make sure you're going to have friends who aren't going to hold that against this person after the argument's already gone.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you don't need them hating him about something that happened a year ago. Like, if you're able to move on, they just need to be happy and support you.
Right.
And are just there as the situations happen.
Yeah.
That's happened to me many times.
Right. I've been in situations where past relationships, I'm telling people and they're like hating him for some reason, or they don't want him coming around, and that puts me in a
weird spot.
In a weird spot, because I'm like, you're supposed to be my friends.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And this is the person I'm in a relationship with. Like, I can't, it's causing tension for no reason.
Right.
Right.
So then I just learned not to tell people all my business.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know?
This girl said, she was writing this blog, she said, women make you more comfortable. I don't know about you, but I enjoy knowing that within my female friendships, I can openly share things about my body, my mental health, and ask literally any question I have without shame. I don't feel the need to hide things or avoid certain topics with my female friends the way I do around guys. Even my closest guy friends would look at me weird if I started talking in detail about the small things I worry about when I'm choosing an outfit every day. With my girlfriend, they not only nod in understanding, but they are also able to disclose some of their own tips and tricks from when they've dealt with the same thing.
Great minds think alike. Yeah. Now, I agree, because like we just talked about, and like, it's not like you're going to be able to send outfits like, oh my God, okay, I had this date tonight, tell me what I should wear, I'm going to send you like three outfits. You can't do that with the guy. I mean, you probably could, but
yeah.
I mean, are they with my gay guy?
Right.
But they're in too, like, honest. Sometimes
they are.
They know.
You, like, what? Like, your fupa's showing a little too much.
Not the fupa.
Sick.
Raise your hand if you feel personally victimized from that statement.
I don't, because we don't have fupa. Relax. Well,
some days I feel like I do.
She's so ridiculous.
No, but like, and I'm gonna read something from that same thing where we talked about support and emotional support. Like, sometimes women can just give you a different level of emotional support than men. So
we're more emotional anyway.
We are. Women are emotional beings. But this says, while this may be a product of problematic gender roles in society, or it may just be a result of biology, women are more open about their emotions than most guys are. We don't hide from our feelings. Often, we feel them so strongly that it can drive us to do or say things that in hindsight seem unlike us, we wonder, like, what's come over us.
Right.
When we're going through a tough time, we have to speak to someone who feels just as deeply as we do. Someone who won't say, just get over it. Someone who takes the time to analyze and inspect every facet of the experience and the feelings in order to help us get through it. I mean, as much as I love my guy friends and even family members, like our brother, like, guys just don't, like, guys move on so fast,
right?
So quickly through situations, like, even between each other. It's mm-hmm. like, oh my God, if one of my friends did what y'all were doing to each other,
right?
Or have said or whatever, like, they get drunk, they fight, they're over the next day.
Right.
Guys are like, let's let bygones be bygones. Okay. Yeah. I'm not a f***ing bygone, okay?
Like, what? Speaking of that, you know, with our brother specifically, there's like times where guys are so just, they get mad over things that they probably shouldn't even get mad about.
Uh-huh.
And they hold grudges. But the things that they should actually get mad about, like, say I'm, like, me and you are mad about something and our brother is, like, mad about it for, like, maybe 5 minutes. And
yeah.
Then we should still be mad about it later. And he's like, chalking it up with this person, uh-huh. laughing and kind of like, it makes me so mad. I'm like, you should be mad too.
Or you were just mad with us, but now you're talking to this person and you're not yeah. mad.
Yeah.
Flames are coming out of my eyeballs. And you're just like, yeah, what's up, man? It's like, okay.
Okay, Jeremy.
Now, so how do we feel about, because I know there's a whole thing about guys and girls being friends. So I just wanted to touch on that really quick. Like, because I know a lot of guys, like if I'm in a relationship with somebody and I have, to where I've been in a relationship or been with somebody and had guy friends, and this person was like, guys and girls can never just be friends.
Right. Yeah. That's bullshit.
I feel like it is too.
Yeah.
Because it takes two to tango, if you will.
Right.
So if like there's something happening, it's because it's not like he just came on to me and I just didn't know what was happening. Right. Like, I knew I kind of.
I don't know how your dick got there.
Right. Oh my God. I just fell on it.
I just walked into it.
Sick. Like, oh my God, what is that?
No, this was talked about.
Yeah.
This was pre-planned.
Right.
Yeah.
Guys and girls can definitely just be friends.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I have plenty of guys sure. that I would never sleep with.
Never in a million years. Yeah. And it's not of like back in the day, not a lack of trying on either part.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But you're just kind of get to it. You're like, you know what? Like this. Is-
or sometimes you do try it and you're like, oh God, we're friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a thing too.
Yeah. Or you're just like blindsided. Again. I had this friend. God, we were such good friends in high school. And one night I genuinely, when I looked at this person, was like, oh, you're my friend.
Yeah.
Well, I was being dropped off one night and out of nowhere, just like grabs face and like kissed me. And I was like, what's happening? I can't get away. Like, it's always like awkward when like, oh, I thought we both knew what was happening. Like we're friend zones.
Yeah.
And it's even more mm-hmm. awkward when we're like, you actually have to have the like right, conversation. Yeah. You're like, but no, we're friends.
Do I know who this is?
Yeah, you would.
Like one name in my head right now. It's not.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, but I was really good friends with it, and it just makes it awkward, and it just kind of like ruined it.
It also sucks when you have a friend like that, and the other person starts having feelings, and then they're like, you know, I can't just be your friend.
Be your friend.
And you're just like.
Like,
well, you were.
You just ruined everything.
Right.
Yeah.
You did this.
Like, what happened? Because was I giving signals? Like,
another big difference between guys and girls is, like, I feel like if a guy is nice to me, I'm not thinking, like, oh, he's in love with me.
Right.
Oh my gosh, she wants to smash. But if a girl is just, like, nice and, like, joking around with a guy, you're leading me on.
Yeah. I'm going to cry.
I was literally breathing.
Right. I literally walked out of the gas station. And you were there. You held the door.
And I
said,
I
thank you. Right. Like, I won't say thank you next time.
Yeah, but if you don't say thank you, you're a bitch.
Yeah.
So oh, yeah.
Touching from you having a friend that got into a relationship and blah, blah, blah. I think that was, like, the worst, like, friendship heartache that I've ever had to deal with. Because this person was a guy, genuinely, like, my best. We did everything together. I knew he might have liked me that way, but he definitely knew. Like, he definitely knew I did not think of him that way, so he never acted on anything, and he got into a relationship, and I was like, I'm so happy for you, you know, she's beautiful, blah blah, and then like slowly but surely just stopped talking to me as much and stopped hanging out with me, make excuses, blah blah, and he's like, okay, well, he's in a love bubble, he's fine, you know, whatever, let him do his, you know, thing. And then it was like weeks and weeks. And I was like, dude, what's happening? And he was finally like, sorry, you know, so-and-so just thinks that we talk too much and we talk too flirty. And I would literally go back through our messages and be like, where? Literally, I was like, what is flirty about a freaking question mark? Literally, I don't know what is flirty about that. Like saying love you. Like, I mean, you're my best friend. I do love you.
Right.
And, you know, I shouldn't be ashamed of saying that to you. And, you know, or thank you so much for being there for me or whatever. I'm just like showing, and this is
gratitude.
Way before you even knew this person.
Right.
So I haven't even heard from him at all until, you know, everything happened with our dad. And like, what? I was like, okay, that's cool.
Okay, I'll be over here.
Right.
We're back.
With, like, women friendships especially, that's different than men. I was reading this thing. So she said, most importantly, female friendships are important because associating with other women makes us stronger in the end. Unfortunately, we live in a world that tries to tear women down and make us the lesser half of society and discounts our emotions and opinions much too often. We're told we're too sensitive, too emotional, that we're to blame for all the bad things that happen to us. None of this is true, and the only way to stop yourself from falling into the trap of believing it is to surround yourself with other strong women. In your friendships with them, you will be able to keep each other in check, be brutally honest with each other, be angry together, laugh together, and cry together. You won't feel crazy, too sensitive, or too emotional for any of it. You'll just feel like you. When you and your girlfriends are able to build each other up, despite all the negativity circulating in the world today, you will feel confident and invincible.
So true, too. Which is very true.
Mm-hmm.
Because even, like, looking back on, like, some of my friendships that, like, you know, you go through time periods in your life where, like, oh, this is my best friend. And you go look back, and I've looked back on friendships that, like, I've had that we hung out every day, like, was with these people all the time. And we might not be as close anymore, you know, whatever happened, mm-hmm. happened. But you look back and you're like, you know, they were, like, this person genuinely, like, was, like, my person for, like, that time period of yeah. my life mm-hmm. or whatever. And even if you still talk every now and then or whatever, it's just, like, crazy to see, like, what you need at certain parts of your life and what you look back on the people that were in your life and, like, oh, well, they were there because I needed this. And that's as you kind of, like, look at yourself as you grow.
Yeah.
You kind of almost have to know what you need in order mm-hmm. to make true friendships.
And a lot like, of friendships are for seasons.
Yeah.
And it's not even...
What are you trying to say?
It's not... but I don't think it's even... Because my two, like, closest friends through high school and, like, right after... We still talk. Like, us three used to hang out all the time. We still have, like, a group text. But, like, I still love them.
Yeah.
But we don't live in the same place. Like, yeah. it's just hard because people grow and change and move and
or,
have kids.
You know,
and
have, I was going to say, start just, families. And
yeah, people are busy.
Different phases of their of your
so
life
busy.
Within your friendship.
Yeah. Cause like, so, you read those memes that, like, really, I hate the memes that are like, who checked on you today? That's right, do you? Okay, people have lives. Like, it's okay if someone doesn't text you every day.
So
right?
I will say, like, my mindset, I'm guilty of this because I've always felt, and I've said this before, I think this is one of my, and I don't know if I would necessarily say it's my weakest or my most toxic trait, but I do expect, like, when I am in a friendship, and the same thing within a relationship, I almost expect people to be me.
Yeah.
And I can't really do that.
Yeah.
Because I know I can give whatever I'm giving, you know, and I've done it before to where I feel like I'm giving and giving and giving to this friendship, and I'm constantly texting, and I'm constantly checking in or wanting to hang out or trying to make plans. And the second that I used to feel like these people weren't giving that back to me, mm-hmm. I was like, I wouldn't necessarily say something. I would just harbor those feelings, and then I would start to know, like, a shift, like, notice a shift in the friendship.
Yeah.
And partly because I was starting to, like,
pull back.
Mm-hmm. And I can't necessarily do that. And I've learned from that. And not to say that, like, some friendships that I had, like, they needed to end. Like,
oh, yeah.
they really weren't friendships.
For sure.
Like, they were... but yeah. some of them that did end, it's always, you know, two people. It's never just one person.
Yeah.
And then you have to, like, if you have friendships that end... And they were somewhat of a healthy friendship. This is not to say that these toxic friendships that you have, like, don't look back on those. But the healthy friendships, or you felt like they were healthy and they just ended for no reason and you're really not sure. Like, there's probably something you probably contributed, and that's mm-hmm. what I had to learn, too. Like, I had to, like, really, like, you have a pattern. And then you fix it, and then that's how, I guess, you start to make healthier friendships.
I think mm-hmm. for me, like, one of my weaknesses is it's very hard for me to, if I'm very close with someone, and then I feel, like, betrayed or not supported,
mm-hmm.
I'm really bad about, because some people can, like, oh, we're fighting, we'll be fine. I can't, like, go back.
Me either.
Like, and I know, like, sometimes, like, I've walked away from friendships that, like, I didn't really want to walk away from, but I just, like, don't feel the same about people after
mm-hmm.
shit like that happens. And, like, a lot of people can forgive and move on, which is a good trait. Like,
but is it though?
You know,
because nothing really ever gets resolved. Right. And I feel like if the person's, if you're not feeling support from your friend, why would you want to be around them? Like, right. You don't want someone who's just not going to support you.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and if you are verbalizing that to them,
yeah,
and they still don't choose to, like, change or apologize, because perception is reality. If I, mm-hmm, if you tell me that I hurt your feelings, I don't get to say I didn't.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like I've been there, too, where I've, like, talked to people, like, hey, why are you doing this? Or why didn't I hear about this from you? Like, why am I finding this out through social media, right, or through other people? Why didn't you and I have this conversation? And then they just, like, choose to keep doing what you said that you didn't like. That's not a real friend.
Yeah.
No.
And like,
for me, it is okay to walk away from those people.
Even when people say sorry, sometimes I'm like, I really appreciate you saying sorry, but like, I'm done.
Like, that doesn't fix it.
And I feel like I'm kind of ruthless in that way with people. And
yeah,
there are probably some instances where I could have salvaged some friendships. But I really, like, mentally can't have a very hard time backtracking with people.
It takes a lot for me to, I can accept people and accept certain things, but once I'm like already there where I'm like noticing,
yeah,
okay, you're doing this shit on purpose, or mm-hmm, we've had the same conversation and you're still not changing, or I feel like I am doing more or whatever, mm-hmm, I can't just pretend like everything's peachy keen, right, with you. I can't just be like, oh, bestie.
Yeah.
What about you, Maddie?
I have not a hard problem with forgiving. I have a hard problem with forgetting. So I will forgive you, but like, it'll still be in the back of my head where I'll still act weird to you, even though I already forgave you. And I can't help that.
Yeah.
But also, I think that especially moving and away from all the people that I know and everything that I do know, it gets a little lonely, but it's also like, well, now I don't have to really not keep up with people, just like not even think about keeping up those friendships because I was the only one working at them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I had two really major, major, major friendships in my life. Still really good friends, but, you know, we moved apart and things happened. But no, I think that it probably would have happened regardless of that happening. And it's just, you know, people change as they grow, like Sam said. So you just grow up and you grow apart and you become different people there. So, like, I know these two people I can always call if I need them. You know what I mean? So,
like, I feel like if certain things happen, though, within friendships, like, you can still be friends with people. You just might not be as close. And you might, at least for me, I feel myself not fully being able to trust people after certain things. So then in my mind, I'm like, well, if I can't fully trust this person, like, why am I going to constantly depend on them?
Right.
So then I go and seek out other friendships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can still, like, be fine with you and chill with you. And if I see you, I'll say, hey, and we'll talk and whatever. But are you going to be the first person I call now? Probably not. So.
Or even, like, you were saying, the friends that, the mother of my godchildren lives across the country. And we were best friends in high school. And we still talk on occasion. But, like I said, it's not a lot. But I know that if something crazy happened, I could call her.
Yeah.
Like, there are those friends, too. Like,
absolutely.
The friendship is still there. And it's not, like, a lack of love. But I'm not near you.
Yeah.
It's hard to be very, very close when you don't see people.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
And like you said, Sam, with the whole meme thing, it's like, you know, have they checked on you today? No. Well, you know. But I used to think that way a lot, but specifically with moving, I'm just like, you know, we're all so busy. We all have our own lives. Like, check in on your people. And I would expect people to check in on me, but it's like every single day. Come on now.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know what to tell you when you check in on me. Like, yes, I'm fine.
Right.
You know?
Well, I mean,
conversations get
just with right. Sam and I, like, most of the time we're talking at least, I mean, we talk every day. It might not be all day. Yeah. But throughout the day,
and I am a bad texter.
That's not even what I'm saying.
And you and I, there's something where we're sisters, and there'd be some days I text her and I just don't hear a thing. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
I feel so bad because I'm the worst texter, and it's like it's not even that I don't see shit. It's like, I'll be doing something, I'll read the text, and I'll be like, okay, as soon as I'm done, I'm going to respond.
Uh-huh.
And you just never, and then it's like
8 hours later,
and you're like the worst friend ever.
And I'm just like, okay, like, I'm packing up all your stuff, just like ready to like. No, but like friendships though, like just thinking back about like friendship breakups, yeah, they're like almost worse than actual breakups. And
we've talked about this before. They are worse.
You're like, it's better. Like a different type of mourning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, but
especially when you don't have a lot of friends. Breakups.
No, but we've been talking about just the differences between female friendships and male, like male to female and female to female, and talked a little bit about the importance of them. But some people might be like, okay, that's great, but like, how do I make friends? like if you're like us.
Same.
You know, where mm-hmm. you kind of feel like you've been burned a little bit by friendships in the past, and you might not fully trust women or whatever. We're going to read a few tips about how you can possibly make female friends. So number one, it says reach out. Most girls will be pumped if you reach out to them with something personal, and they will return the favor the next time they need someone to talk to. So next time you're going through a tough time, or even if you just want some company, try to reach out to female acquaintances to see if they have some time to meet up. And if you're lacking even in female acquaintances, you'll need to put yourself out there first. Try taking an all-female class or yoga or painting, or even in your workplace. It's a good way to meet people who share your interests, and you can always invite a new friend and get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
If you've just moved to a new place, go mm-hmm. and if you're starting a new gym, or you're starting a new workplace, even an apartment complex.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different places you can meet fellow females.
Oh, yeah.
The next one, it says, well, I don't know if this is your thing, but since social media is the thing these days, another option is to join a women's group on Facebook. There are tons of groups on social media exclusively for women. Some of them are location specific. If you happen to be in the same place at the same time as some of the other members, you're guaranteed a friendly, supportive companion to meet up and explore with. I don't actively post on it or whatever, but it just reminds me of that travel.
I was literally going to bring that up.
That yeah. all women's travel that you invited me to.
Yeah. So I need to invite Madison. There's this blog, guys, on Facebook. It is for women only. It has almost 2 million women in it. So you have to get approved. Wow. You can't ask to join. Someone from the group has to invite you, and then it has to be approved because right. they make sure it's all women. So it's such a cool blog because there's women from all over the world, and especially during the pandemic when everyone was locked inside, so many people talk on this blog. And it's called Girls Love Travel, and it's just a blog where women post cool shit that they do, cool places they go to. They post about meeting like their soulmate on a random trip.
Yeah.
Or
just like do's and don'ts yeah. if you're traveling by yourself as a woman, all kinds of stuff.
Some women even just post because they need support. And all these women, it's cool because they started this trend, the one I was telling you about, where women everywhere they go, they'll take a naked photo and post it in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like such an empowering thing. Like every body type, all different women have done it and posted in there. And there's no like body shaming or bashing on the group.
Yeah.
You never see that. There will be thousands of comments and they're all like, look at you. Like you're a bad bitch. Like, you know, it's a cool.
Just like hyping you up.
Yeah. It's a yeah. cool thing.
Like strangers, you don't even know them and you're just making them feel awesome.
Yeah. And there are girls that really post in it that you can tell don't have anyone else to talk to.
Yeah. The next thing on this list of how to make female friends, it says become a yes woman. When someone invites you to do something, say yes, even if it makes you a little nervous or anxious. I have a group of female friends I have today because I accepted an invitation to a party. This is the girl that's saying this. And yes, I went to the party by myself. I knew I needed to push myself out of my comfort zone and meet more people. So I showed up and this girl approached me, and now we are the best of friends. Sometimes all it takes is opening your mouth and saying yes, and the rest will fall into place.
That makes me think two of the girls that when I lived in Mississippi, two of the girls that I met when I first moved there, we, to this day, are still friends on social media. We always hung out when I lived there. I met them at a party. I was walking around with a fifth of Jack Daniels by myself.
Oh, my God.
And just drinking straight out of the bottle.
Uh-huh.
And I was just going around this party talking to people. And this girl and her best friend come up to me. And
you're like my type of girl.
One of the girls goes,
are you drinking out of a Jack Daniels bottle?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah. Do you want some? And she was like, hell yeah, I want some. She was like, I think we're going to be friends. And from that night on, we hung out all the time.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm telling you, sometimes some of the best... And even if you never see them again, like, even if it's just for a night or just for a season of, like, your partying days, like, some of the best situations or experiences, like, just...
Happened at
a random party.
The girls in the bar bathrooms.
If everybody could be, if every friendship could be, like, the girls in the bathroom.
The ladies' room.
Yeah, if everybody could be that way, if every friendship was that way, you're beautiful.
We have on Bridesmaids... When she's like on the plane, she's like,
you smell like
sunshine.
She's like, you smell like sunshine and rainbows or whatever she's talking about. Why can't everyday life be like the girls' bathroom and just like hyping you up, right?
Right.
For no reason.
I think another big difference between this kind of goes with the 20s versus 30s thing.
Uh huh.
As women are so freaking mean when we're like young and in high school. Like, girls are so freaking mean to other females.
Like, for what though?
And then when you like get older, women like our age are more like about empowering women.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't a competition. This isn't no catty
shit. Like, we both can win.
Right. It just like it changes as women change as they grow.
Like, your mindset.
Like, it's less of a competition.
Yeah.
Right. Because you really just don't care.
Right. Like, what am I competing for?
Right, like, what? This is called life, okay? Like, we're both gonna get to the end. It might be sooner, you might be later, okay? The next one on this list says, be open. It says, most definitely, last but not least, remember to keep an open mind and try not to be judgmental. Goes along with what you just said.
Yeah.
A judgmental female friend is the last thing other girls want. After all, most people turn to their female friends as a safe and comfortable place where they can just be themselves without judgment. So ask yourself what you would want in a female friend and then become her. Soon enough, you'll have plenty of girls to share your innermost life and who you'll be so happy that you found them. So I think that's important. We just said women can be so judgmental, can be catty for no reason.
One of the coolest things about girlfriends, my favorite thing, and this is like such a stereotype that's so freaking true, like, don't ever go through best friend text messages,
because
the deepest, darkest hole you'll ever, like, you will not like the person anymore if you read what them and their best friend talk about.
Or your sister.
I feel like I'm the common denominator in this conversation.
Well, you are my best friend.
Like, if you want your feelings hurt and it probably isn't even about you,
right?
Read a best friend thread.
If you're lucky enough to have multiple friendships,
right?
Like, I know I want to do some like crazy ass shit. I have Sam. And I know they will be down for whatever I like comes up in my head. I'm going to call her. Then you have friends who are just like, not as crazy, but kind of just like, you kind of need the balance.
You just want to get a coffee.
Right. You just kind of want to get coffee or get some lunch.
We're not trying to ruin our life tonight.
Go to the gym, whatever. And sometimes you can have it all in one person. Why do I need six people? I have six of you right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you just need those people. And it's so refreshing because you like... At least as you get older, because you always still have some crazy times. I don't care how old you get. Like, sometimes you just need to be, like, reminded that you're not old as dirt. So, like, hey, like, let's take a random road trip 4 hours from here.
And meet random people.
Right. Stay up until 6 a.m. for 7 days straight and not sleep.
We've done that.
Yeah.
This girl wrote this blog, and she's like, you know, women are psychic.
I'm
constantly amazed by my ladies who seem to feel when I need them. Sending me an encouraging text when I'm having a hard day, or showing up at my front door with wine and cheese when I feel lonely. The emotional part of women that used to repel me is indeed becoming one of the qualities that I most admire in my closest friends. Men won't know how you feel unless you tell them or you just start crying. Women say what you need to hear, not what you should be hearing. And sometimes they do the opposite. Men are straight shooters. Women will throw a perfect curveball right when you need it. Sometimes you need someone to agree that your life has hit rock bottom. Sometimes you need to be told that you're a freaking princess. Women know when to soothe and they know when to scold. And they know that both should be accompanied by a good red wine.
Oh, I love that.
Hey. And this says, women talk.
I love that I can revisit the same conversation again and again and still find new things to add.
Yeah.
Men want to discuss it once and preferably never again.
And be done.
Yeah.
Another cool thing that I read, women remember everything.
Oh, God, do okay? we? Yes.
The name of the guy that you kissed in the club 3 years ago, your birthday, your favorite chocolate. You're lucky if men remember your last name half the time.
Or your first
and
name.
And I've literally had a guy tell me, you literally remember everything. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, I do.
We do.
So on Wednesday, December 12th, 2017, uh-huh. remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do. When you were wearing this.
And I think women are also way more observant. Women pay attention to a lot more details than guys do.
And I wonder, for just sure. like, it has to be more than, that's so, like, that's down to, like, biology mm-hmm. of men and women. Like, and there are some men who are very intuitive and do have, they're not afraid of, like, they're more inclined to their, you know, more emotional sides. But for the majority of men, they're just kind of like...
This says, women saturate you with love.
Yeah.
When a woman loves you, she loves you. The adoration that can come from one woman aimed at another is so warm and genuine and rare. It's all encompassing and will make you wonder why you ever thought you needed a man at all. Women are warriors. Women are fierce. Women are tribal. If one of the tribe is wounded, no mercy will be shown.
That's true. All right, well, to close everything out for the episode, just want to clarify that we are all three women speaking purely from experience and our own opinion. I know this was primarily about, you know, female friendships, the importance of them, what to kind of avoid and such. But I know men and some characteristics of men got brought up.
Yeah.
So this is not us bashing. It's just our opinion. But since it is Women's History Month, I wanted to kind of close out the episode with a quote from Meghan Markle. It's about women's equality. It says, "Equality means a wife is equal to her husband, a sister to her brother. Not better, not worse, they're equal. Women need a seat at the table. They need an invitation to be seated there. And in some cases where this is not available, they need to create their own table. It is said that a girl with dreams becomes a woman with a vision. So may we empower each other to carry out such visions. Because it isn't enough to talk about equality, you have to believe in it. And it isn't enough to just believe in it, you have to work at it." Mm. And I love that so much.
I do too.
Love her.
I know.
Yes.
Well, that is all that we have for this episode. And if you want some just empowerment or some feel-good posts, don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Yes. It is co.signedpodcast. We post all kinds of stuff every single day, multiple times a day. So again, that is co.signedpodcast. And we are going to be doing a giveaway on Instagram very soon. So be on the lookout for when that's going to happen.
Yes. And don't forget, we love messages and voice messages. So we have a lot of female followers. So if there was something in this episode that you agreed with or think we left out, or, you know, you just want to talk about maybe a woman-to-woman relationship you've had that's benefited you in any way, anything like that, feel free to hit us up. We will, like we say, we'll read, we will respond, and a lot of times share them on the podcast. So don't forget about it.
Yeah, and that voice message link is always in the description if you listen on Apple. But it also, if you go to our Instagram and click the link in the bio, right there, it takes you directly to it. So we make it easy as possible for you. And thank you, Madison, for joining us once again.
Thanks for having me. I always love coming on.
Number three.
Again, you're basically like a part of the third host. But as always, guys, every single Tuesday, we're coming at you with a brand new episode.
You know.
So we will see you next week.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, my God.